Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is Something to Think About. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about finding meaning from relationships in our lives, because I got some letters from some of our listeners where they wanted to talk more about that, especially from people who had relationships that went very badly and wanted to know, how am I supposed to find meaning from that? The guy cheated on me with my best friend, lied to me, abused me, then abandoned me. What's the lesson? I'm a great punching bag. All men are pigs. My friend is a slut. What's the message? I would like to go back and talk about how every person in our life comes into our life for a reason. Every single person that we meet, we are supposed to meet. And we will meet every single person that we are supposed to meet. And the duration of every relationship that manifests itself in our lives is the perfect time frame to teach us the perfect lesson designed just for us. The point of relationships isn't always to make us happy. It's to reveal to us meaning. And it's also to reveal to us the greatness that is inside of us. Every person that comes into our life is a lesson. Every person that comes into our life is a master teacher, if we choose to accept that. I like how Marianne Williamson says, every single person that comes into our lives will either be our crucifier or our savior, depending on who we choose to be to them. I'd like you to look back at a difficult relationship that you've had, a relationship that went really badly, where you have found no meaning from it. The only thing that you so far have taken from it is, that person is a jerk. That person hurt me. That person should be wiped off the face of the earth. Let's say that you have one of these people in mind. It's always important to shift our perspective if we are harboring hateful thoughts, vengeance thoughts, negative thoughts about somebody else. It's important to shift our perspective because those thoughts come back to us. What we think about other people is going to be what we will end up thinking about ourselves. And what we think about ourselves is going to be what we end up thinking about other people. You know, so often when we have trouble forgiving someone else, it's because we have trouble forgiving ourselves. For example, we have trouble forgiving ourselves for believing that person who lied to us. We have trouble forgiving ourselves for suffering through an abusive relationship when we knew we deserved better, for taking what they kept dishing out. Therefore, we have trouble forgiving the other person for doing it. It's amazing how when you forgive the other person, it helps you forgive yourself. And when you forgive yourself, it helps you forgive the other person. It's all a cycle. What you put out, you get back. Now, going back to the lesson, people ask me, Dan, how can I find the lesson in these difficult relationships? I do not know what the lesson is other than that person stinks. Well, remember that the lesson is never about the other person. The lesson is always about you. What was revealed to you about yourself from that relationship? Maybe the meaning, which tends to bring with it the lesson, hasn't even come yet. Maybe it's about to come right now. Maybe the meaning from a bad relationship that you've had is, you can forgive people who would generally be considered unforgivable. You can do that right now and get meaning from a relationship that you've had in the past. If you decide, I'm going to be kind to that person from now on, I'm going to send out cosmic vibrations of light and love to a person who might be considered unlovable, because that's who I am. That's the meaning that I'm taking away from that relationship, because every relationship is about me. Maybe the lesson is, I have learned how strong I am, and I've learned that my ability to be compassionate and to be merciful is much greater than I thought it was before this relationship, because despite what that person did to me, I am able to move along, to show them mercy, to be compassionate with them. Now, of course, that doesn't mean to let them back into my life. That means I might move another way. But I'm doing it with kindness and with love, with compassion and with forgiveness, because that's who I am. And sometimes when we have very difficult relationships, abusive relationships, relationships that hurt us, people who abandon us, that might have been the reason that master teacher showed up in your life. Stop and think. The more difficult the relationship, the greater the master teacher that appeared in front of you. They were teaching you some lesson, and there was meaning in that lesson. It is up to you now to determine what it is. It's never anything negative. It's always something positive, if you allow it. If you allow that person to be your savior rather than your crucifier. If you allow yourself to be a savior to that person rather than crucify them, and if you remind yourself that that person is an innocent child of God, just like you, who makes mistakes, just like you, who needs mercy, just like you, who needs compassion, just like you, you might be surprised at your capacity to love, forgive, be kind, be compassionate, despite what other people do to you. Because remember that you are in charge of every relationship in your life. You do decide if you are going to get meaning and lessons out of every relationship in your life. But first you have to realize that every lesson and every relationship is about you. And the meaning, if you look for it, if you listen for it, will always reveal your greatness. So again, the bottom line is, every relationship in your life is in your life to provide you meaning. But not just any meaning, not just why is the sky blue, not just how do the planets keep revolving around the sun. It is there to reveal greatness in you that you were not aware was there. Sometimes the lessons are very difficult, and sometimes you might not understand them as they're taking place. Just like when we teach our children lessons, they don't always understand the process. But if we come to them from a loving place, as does our Father when we are being taught these lessons, they will learn the lesson. And their greatness will be revealed, just as yours will. And you will be a more perfect person if you choose that. With that in mind, I hope that you find more meaning and more lessons from more people in your life. Because you deserve that. And remember, it's the truth. It's all about you. So keep sending us your comments. Tell us what you think. Ask a question. Leave a comment. Stop by PowerDiversity.com where you'll find lots of tools and resources to help you communicate more effectively, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you something to think about.